Yes, and welcome to the Satirical Challenge Show, episode 639, entitled, and we entitled this White House Witchcraft. And yes, a few notes before we begin. This clever little show is completely run by train kangaroos, unboxing roos, unless you mean the disabled population, of which there are 65 million of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? Yes, we. If we did, accidentally, otherwise, we have a doctor standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking. I tuned in the wrong podcast, or I'm going to sanction them. Trust us. When we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions of the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network. However, like we said at the top of this announcement, the show is run by boxing kangaroos. We may have other kangaroos in the control booth, with the exception of their boss, Rhino, who has the politics point. Who? Right. The show's right starting right now, so satire isn't going away, even though the war's begun, even though you're a month and a half into your presidency, your polls are dropping, and we're here to criticize you. So, and we're implying also that we hate quack doctors, people who oppose free speech, people who are neurotypical, which is defined as two or more people who are considered to be normal. If you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You are normal. But we encourage you to go to your doctors and get your head checked. Oh, so in the meantime, enjoy AMC Press & Co. presents the Satirical Challenge Show. So, Green Hood, are you there?
Hello, hello.
Yes. Yes, he is there.
I'm here.
Are you there?
I'm back from the dead.
Yeah.
Yes, you're back. Good. And so tonight, and Amanda Zodiac Tweedy is here. And
Tweedy
so
is
she's here.
Tweedy Bird is here.
She is here via Skype text for everybody's information. So, we go into our first topic of the night.
For once, I'm all coffeeed up, so.
Exactly. So, the first topic of the night is the parks. That, it seems kind of interesting that the parks and British tourism and foreigners and the White House tours. So, how do these things relate? One thing at a time. First, the parks. President Trump, since he got into President Dump, or White House, or white-haired, orange-haired person who is now running...
correction, it's Alternative Tangerine.
Oh, yes, the Alternative Tangerine, right. The Alternative Tangerine has basically said that he's going to give his salary to the National Park Service. The problem? The problem with this is that, well... at the beginning of his presidency, he wanted to cut short the... What's it called? Green Hood? What is the thing called? The,
Salary?
Not the salary. The damn... Oh, yeah, The Interior Department. That's it. Department. He wanted to cut the Interior Department's budget by $1.5 billion on a 12% decrease, which is quite big. It's quite huge, right? But yet he also sanctioned their Twitter because of when he got inaugurated, the crowds were smaller and smaller still from President Barack Obama's inaugurations. But yet we see on the visual is that White House Press Secretary has the paycheck from Donald himself over and handing it over to the head of the national parks like it was a gift. Even behind on the flat screen, it looks like it's a fucking gift. I mean, So you're giving away your salary, $78,333. What?
So yeah. I'm not going to take any salary except when American taxpayers pay for your weekend golf games.
Exactly. And even on the scorecard.
That's what Tweety Bird says.
Exactly. That's what Tweety says. And I have to agree that I have to agree that if he's doing his golf game, it must be right outside the White House, because then he's actually breaking windows, you know, which is kind of funny.
Taking smashing to a whole new level.
Right. And
he's in Mar-a-Lago every weekend.
And, you know, and he's also in Florida, so maybe he splits his body. But while he's splitting his body, another thing is going around the White House. What is it? Right. The fact that he's banning me from going into the dear old Orange House. Why? Because, well, because of the fact that he doesn't...
Probably actual projection.
Yeah. He doesn't actually like tourists. He's on the Muslim ban, right? So it should be the fact that tourists of all, great and small, big and huge, round and whatever, should actually be allowed into the White House. No. You know. And the fact is that, really, he says that the earlier this week, the Trump administration opened up the White House for tourists for the first time since inauguration, and it's noted that the citizens of foreign countries should contact their embassies for assistance if they want to visit. Now, however, the British Assembly officials wrote in a posting on Wednesday on their website that they were told by the US State Department that that policy was on hold, and they were also unable to process any applications at the time to UK residents. There also seems to be the fact that in the rupture of the White House State Department relations, that a London dad said he wanted to go again. But yet New Yorkers are still paying $140 million for his son's and Melania's private security. How does that work out? We have the Satirically Challenged Show are actually asking this question. How does this work out when an entire city of New York is paying for their security? Greenhood, Johnny, help me out here. How does that work out?
I don't know.
How does it work out? We don't know, exactly. But he says, I'm excited to open the White House as the hundreds of thousands of visitors who come in each year. Oh, and the White House is a remarkable and historic site, and we're excited to share its beauty and its history. Also, keep foreigners out. But I am also committed to the restoration and preservation of our nation's most recognizable landmark for my own prophecies. That's right. And then, also, his son, Jared Kushner, has no experience, yet he's part of the staff. And also, his daughter has a non-paid position. Family ties?
It's all the family.
It's called nepotism, which isn't allowed. Oh, God. When will you stop? What would he do without us? I mean, he's exactly what Tweety says. He's an Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker.
Yeah, he's an Archie Bunker. If you don't know what Archie Bunker is a slang term for a stupid git.
Sounds about right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a racist git who really doesn't know about the patriarchy of America. But that's another thing. Also, in the news, the second, in our second relations, we also have this to play. Also, we have the fact that Greenhood has an announcement, don't you, Greenhood? Starting witchcraft in Canada?
Oh, right. So,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to tell you a story. Sit back, relax, grab your beer, grab your whiskey, grab your pipe, grab whatever the fuck you want, grab your weed for all I give a shit. All right, so, here's the deal. In Toronto. Now, police in Toronto say that there's a psychic. He's been charged with pretending to practice witchcraft. Customer paid him over, get this, $100,000 to have an evil spirit removed. Now, here's the deal. Normally, I believe this. And I'd be like, oh, well, here's the thing. I'm a firm believer in spirits. That shit can get a little fucked up. But now we have the issue of they arrested a dude who, get this, his name is Murali Matayu. And he's a Muslim. Or Arab, I should say. Wow. All right. So, this alleged 44-year-old man consulted the accused psychic services earlier this month, was told that a family member who became rottenly sick was possessed by an evil spirit. And so after looking at this, I did some research, and it turns out witchcraft in Canada, or Canada, is illegal. Witchcraft in Canada is illegal.
What, Greenhood, does that make the fact that we have Expecto Moose Patronum? I mean, killing moose, right?
Right. Expecto Moose Patronum, the castration of a moose.
The castration of a moose, exactly. So Voldy wouldn't go for that, right? Or maybe he would. Considering.
Oh, maybe. That's a good question.
Musium castratum.
Musius castratum, exactly. Musius castratum, which is the opposite of Expecto Patronum, which can truly produces a stag. And my stag is a beaver. So, yeah. Go on, Greenhood. What else?
Anyway, in regards to Murali Mutayu, the one who was arrested for witchcraft, the police, Constable Jennifer Asidu, says that
Donald, you got some explaining to do.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Constable, right.
That you got to, yeah, there we go. The client's payments totaled over $101,000 to have a so-called spirit removed.
What?
$101,000 to have a quote-unquote
grand.
Now, the police say that Murali is a visitor from India and is charged with pretending to practice witchcraft, fraud over $5,000, and extortion. This man went under the name of Master Raghav, and are asking anyone who has had dealings with him to contact police. So if you met some dude named Murali Mutayu, it's very good potential that you got scammed. However, as a firm believer in spirits, I cannot know. However, I must say that $101,000 is a huge sum to get rid of something. When really,
yeah,
all you have to do is burn some sage, whip it around a couple times, and you're good to go.
Right.
So after doing some research, I realized that there's some states where it's like it's illegal to drive in your car with a chicken in the front seat. Like, there's some crazy, in Wisconsin, like, I guess it's illegal to walk around with a cheese head unless you're at a football game. Or is that Minnesota? I don't remember. All right, so I was digging some research, and Canada has some of the weirdest laws out there. So another one I found out was you can get arrested for paying with too much change. It's illegal to pay
too much
over $5 in nickels due to some money act that pretty much says counting change is too much work. So here's a bill so you can be a lazy fucks all you wanted to be.
All right? I mean, too much change. Too much change. I mean, that's actually pretty funny. Because, like, say I wanted to get my, Mars bars. And I had only $4, and they cost me $4.25. Is it legal to give them 25 cents then?
Is it over $5?
Yeah!
Then
if it
yes.
was over $5, if
you'd have to do more than one transaction. You can't have more than $5 in nickels at one time.
Oh. That's interesting. That's very interesting. But also, the other thing about this is that what if for some crazy reason, right? Crazy reason, a person has that amount of money. What exactly do they do?
Spend $4.99 of it.
Exactly $4.99.
So, now, here's the next part, which I find absolutely hilarious. Canada.
Yes.
It's fucking cold.
Yeah.
Terrifyingly cold. All right.
How cold? Freezing.
How cold is it?
Fucking cold. Like, your balls will fall off if you walk outside without a coat on.
Freezing.
All right. Very freezing. Anyway, so, there's a lot of snow in Canada. Guess what? If you live on a corner street, if you live on the corner street, you can't build a snowman over 30 inches tall.
Why?
Building giant snowmen in Canada, a place where there's nothing but fucking snow, it's illegal to build a snowman over 30 inches tall. Now, I don't know if they're trying to compensate for something or anything in that little certain area, but, I mean, like that, I just find that weird in general. And here's another fun one. It is illegal to paint a wooden ladder. In Alberta, it is a... So there's these people, they're called OSHA, also known as Occupational and Safety Code peoples. And painting your wooden ladder, your rickety wooden ladder, is illegal. So, in other words, they're going, oh, we don't give a shit if you stand on an old rickety wooden ladder that's got nails poking out of all sides. But holy fuck, if you paint that shit, you're in big trouble. And you can end up getting at least a $5,000 fine and up to 6 months in prison for painting wood. Yeah.
For painting wood.
Yes. Which ends up bringing me to the last thing here.
Well, let's slow down. We have some time. But, like, the thing I don't get is, what if the big giant snowman had half an arm, right? And the half an arm just started chucking snowballs at the person who built it? Would that be findable?
Is it going to be over 30 inches?
I think so. I mean, what if it was just about 30 inches? I mean, what if it was Olaf being hurled at the policeman? What if it was, like, and while Olaf was being tossed at the policeman, he was singing, let it go, kind of thing.
I'm just gonna pretend I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, that...
And
that was bad.
Yeah. I'm not going to pretend I heard that.
Yeah. But, there was also, then when somebody takes his arm off and the snowman becomes a bowling ball and gets 10 strikes, the pins are down. And also the jig is up. So,
yep.
You know, it's that kind of thing. The other thing about the discrepancy of Canadian coins. What exactly are we to do about that? What What exactly can we do about that? Greenwood.
Well, I believe they also called Nichols loonies.
Loonies, right.
So I say we give him our president.
And hey,
hey, listen, I mean, if Justin Trudeau would actually come over and totally just totally take over the United States, I think we'd have healthcare covered, we'd have disabilities covered, we have the ACLU working with Trudeau. You know, come on, I think this would be a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like this, with going back to Trudeau here. You know,
yes.
For the first time in a while, we finally had a leader in the White House. And then he had to go back to Canada. And it was a sad day.
And it was almost like he was like, the jig was, yes, I'm going to do something. I'm gonna pounce on the president's nephew, and then do some stuff from Canada, just like Trump is doing from the Southern White House, and then go back to the Northern White House, and it's really white, and it's also really, 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 really snowy, and there are owls, and there are things. And also, there's Sean Spicer.
Hmm.
You know? Sean
yeah.
Sean Spicer went up and said, I refute every goddamn thing that is ever, basically, that I have ever said at that podium.
And these aren't dipping dots, either.
These aren't dipping dots. These are whole cold card snowflakes. I mean, honestly...
It's alternative ice cream.
It's alternative
exactly.
ice cream. All you do is hold out your tongue. And so hopefully Melissa McCarthy can pull off another Spicer, and the actual Spicer can't even keep up his own front. So, I mean, that's the best thing. I mean, we know that he can't keep his own front, yet we also know that he just accepts checks left and right. You know,
yeah. Sounds about right.
You know,
Sean Spicer. Gotta love him. Gotta love him. Gotta just.
Exactly. He gets so many claps.
Slow claps.
Yeah!
All right.
Slow claps. And very
thank you, Sean Spicer, you ugly son of a bitch.
I mean, yeah, he is ugly. He also apparently doesn't floss either, does he? I mean, he also doesn't have time for.
He doesn't have the cojones.
He doesn't have the cojones to actually talk to the POTUS. All he does, you know, and then just in, Trump takes another swing at women's health. By doing the following being, I will talk to my brother, Vladimir Putin, and I will defund global maternal health organizations. Why?
My name is Vladimir Putin. I'm president of Russia, head of KGB. I've been elected 4 times when I can only do 2 terms. I ride bare, naked.
And I only have one bank account.
I have one bank account. I'm in love with Donald Trump.
Right. I'm in love with Donald Trump. I'm actually in bed with Donald Trump right now, and we're committing gay sex.
Well, I mean, not that there's a problem with that or anything, but anyway.
No. But, you know,
all right.
Also, you know, there isn't a problem with that. But yet, days after Melania Trump presented the Courage Award, on the to 13 gender equality around the globe, President Trump's administration halted all U.S. grants to the U.S. Population Fund, an international humanitarian aid organization that provides reproductive health care and works to end child marriages and female genitalia cutting in 150 countries. Why has he stopped that? We have no clue over here. But we also say that the State Department has also taken, but then also Tyra Banks can't even hire her for Next Top Model then. That's the other thing. The other thing about the UNFPA no longer provides any sort of financial support to the Chinese government to support family programming. Not a dollar, said Peter Yao, the Vice President of Public Policy at the United Nations Foundation. So I'm quite not frankly sure how you make this determination with a straight face. Trump's move will pull $76 million from the UNFPA and a 7% of its budget in 2016. Also, the funding that, we're not kidding, folks, as much as we're a satirical show, this is serious. The problem with our Chinese government policies continues, why are we taking it out on, you know, and also, it seriously stands with his slogan, "Make America Great Again." Donald, let's ask all that question. How are you making America great again?
Does that not sound like propaganda?
It totally sounds like propaganda. It totally sounds...
It's not that it sounds like propaganda. It's that
it is
propaganda.
It is propaganda. And he's giving them perks, and then we get fucked over. You know, the fact is that also the advocates from around the world will not stand idly by as Trump and his administration attempt to reverse decades of progress in the reproductive health and rights.
Yeah, I have a really good feeling that, like, this is going to be the time where they're just like, all right, we've had our fun with this guy, but now he's just crossed the line. So, North Korea, do us a favor and nuke the White House, please, or Mar-a-Lago, whatever the fuck he is right now. That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, also, Betsy DeVos's brother had a secret meeting to establish the Trump-Putin back channel. So... Wait a second.
Anyway, I do want to finish this thing up. You brought up budget.
Yes, the budget.
You brought up budget. So.
Yes.
That's another rule in Canada.
Yes.
There's a thing.
Back to Canada.
You know, everybody likes to go around, you know, buy a lightsaber and have little sword fights, stuff like that. All fun and games. Well, guess what? Dueling in Canada is fucking illegal. Period. Under no grounds.
Dueling.
If they see people playing with toy lightsabers and they're swinging it at each other, if they're using their personal lightsabers and they're swinging it at each other, guess what? You can end up in prison for about 2 years and have to pay about $10,000 in fines. And just remember though, if you do go to prison for that, you'll have plenty of time to paint someone else's wooden ladder. Just remember to not drop soap.
Yeah. No, I mean the fact is that if you go up to Canada, make sure that you bring protection, because that fucking rusty nail will hurt a lot.
Ooh.
And you know, just so many things will hurt, and so many fines will make your bank account actually suffer.
So, moral of the story, kids. Don't play with swords of any kind in Canada.
Don't do it. And then you know, just so much.
Keep doing that. Keep your sword sheathed, and then you won't have to worry about painting them.
Right. Or a crossbow. Never bring a crossbow. But there's just so many things. And then also, somebody got struck by a crossbow in local streets in Brooklyn. What is this? I mean, how in the world
some guy was trying to be Daryl Dixon and he thought that the guy he shot was a zombie? I don't know.
Or maybe he thought he was part of a Walking Dead cast. You know. His name is Daryl Dixon. Well, Daryl Dixon.
Hey, Daryl. Hi, Dave. How you doing? Good. Want me to shoot you in the butt with an arrow?
Yes, please!
I've heard of Urban Jungle.
Exactly.
I've heard of Urban Jungle, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he literally got shot in the butt. Oh, and then on a side note, if anyone saw the season finale of The Walking Dead, Tweety says, please don't spoil it, since she hasn't seen it.
Okay, well, people die.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
They all die.
Zombies
that's
die.
That's a given.
Assuming something blows up.
Yeah.
What else? I'm pretty sure someone's doing the hanky panky somewhere.
Yeah.
What else is there? Rick screams Carl's name 100 times.
And then also we have the fact that, you know, if you look at the In Memoriam on Talking Dead as well, hosted by that bloke
Chris Hardwick.
But then also we have other news. Yes, and so for the first time.
Yeah, that bloke that gives out points late at night.
Right, the bloke who gives out points late at night. But also, for the first time in history, we have the White House debuted the official Melania Trump portrait, and it's glamorous. No, it actually just looks. It's just one pose. Don't fucking mess with me. We're not going to mess with you. No, as a matter of fact, we mess with everybody, so we take that back. The fact that she says, I am honored to serve in the role as First Lady and look forward to working on the behalf of American people in coming years.
Bro, you really got to work on your accent.
I know. I mean, especially hers. But anyway.
Where the fuck is she even from again?
Russia?
Look this shit up. Hold on.
Maybe.
I thought it was like Belarus or something, like Belgium.
Yeah,
or something.
Belarus. Exactly.
Melania Trump.
Exactly. It's like her photo explains almost everything. You know, it's like show us Blue Seal from Zoolander. Yes.
She was born in Slovenia.
Slovenia.
So that's technically Russia. So.
More like Austria.
Austria, right.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know where the fuck it is. It's somewhere in the middle of goddamn nowhere on the ocean.
But it's not important. What is important that, like, really, between Donald Trump's portrait, he has a totally blank face. She just looks like she's going to take over it. And then the fact
Slovenia
that...
Slovenia and part Yugoslavia.
Yeah. So, I mean, good mix. But also, the fact is that the other fact, really, is that everybody gets a photograph, right? Everybody gets a photograph. Even if I'm not there, everybody gets a photograph. You know, it's actually quite funny because nobody's going to visit the White House. Do you realize this? Nobody's going to visit the White House. But, it's going to be a very sad... It's going to turn into a very sad 4 years.
Yes. Yes, it will.
So, don't we, Green Hood? And Johnny?
Yeah.
Trump.
Yeah. A very good episode. The fact is that before I announce Wednesday's episode, Miss Universe met Donald Trump, and they became friends, and then married, and then I'm not sure how the First Lady went into the White House. But on Wednesday's show, and also don't forget that it is Parkinson's Awareness Month, and Parkinson's Awareness Month and Autism Awareness Month.
Thank you. I was about to say, and it's Autism Awareness Month.
Yeah, and last month it was.
Don't forget that.
No, and last month it was ADHD Awareness Month and Learning Disabled Awareness Month. Honestly, between March and April, do not hesitate to go to any charity that supports anything. Well, not anything. That supports disabilities.
Except Autism Speaks.
Autism Speaks.
Yeah, I went there.
We hate Autism Speaks.
Actually, going back, I believe last month was Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month.
That's right.
I believe
exactly. Exactly. But I will say that if you have any money with you, whether it's $5 to $10 to $15, loonies, pounds, Go donate to an organization. You'll be helping them a lot. We'll be announcing some in the next episode, top of the next episode. And speaking of Wednesday's episode, since we have 22 minutes left in the show, Wednesday's episode regarding shopping, pots, and other things, and playwriting. Shopping, pot, and playwriting. That's right. In which we announce the special initiative that is sweeping the nation for learning disabled playwrights. I am one of them, and I know the person who started the program. So, we will basically be announcing all of this on Wednesday. We can't wait.
We got some really exciting news for you guys.
Yeah, we have a lot of exciting news, and we will keep you posted. And all you have to do is wait 24 hours, which is good.
Don't you mean 48 hours?
48.
Thank
you. Why don't
you
learn the math?
We have a show tomorrow night?
No, we don't have a show tomorrow night.
Nope. Yeah, that's what I thought. 48 hours.
48 hours.
Learn tomorrow.
Yeah, Earth to Red Hood, 48 hours.
Hello.
Hello, exactly.
Hello.
Hello. So,
hello.
Yeah, so we will be back on Wednesday, and that's all for now. So, good night, and we will see you on Wednesday. Night.
Good night, everybody.
Good
on
night.
Wednesday. On Wednesday, Pod Grows and AMC Press. Not really,
you
but get the idea.
Yeah. We'll see you then. Bye!
Bye, everybody!